Welcome to the Healthy Celiac Podcast. I'm your host, Belinda from belindawheelan.com, and here you will learn to live your very best life with celiac disease. Now, we are going to be talking all about health-related topics because you, my friend, are more than just a woman with celiac disease. Welcome to the show. All right, welcome back to this week's episode of the Healthy Celiac Podcast. I'm your host, Belinda Whelan, and I'm very excited today as I have a guest on the show, which is Casey Cromwell, also known as the College Celiac. And she's here today to not only tell us about her journey with celiac disease, but she's a bit of an expert on dating. And I know this is something that comes up for people that have celiac disease because it can be a little bit of a challenge when, you know, we're meeting new people and we have to talk about our dietary kind of requests and all the things that go with celiac disease. And this is something that I've never had to deal with because I was already with my partner, now my husband. We were already in a relationship when I got celiac disease. So I am not an expert on this subject. So I thought it'd be awesome to have Casey on the show today to share her insights. So welcome, Casey. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah,
you're welcome. And it's so funny because our stories are very opposite since I was actually diagnosed just a couple weeks before my first date. So we'll get to that.
Wow. Yes.
Yes. It's been an adventure. If we wanted to start with kind of how I got celiac or how I was diagnosed.
Yes.
For me, it was really random. I just started losing weight, having a lot of constant acid reflux. And luckily, my mom was very concerned and my doctor was just kind of one of those overly anal doctors that want to check for everything if anything is wrong. So we went to the doctor. She did a blood test for everything and celiac came back positive. I had never heard of celiac disease before. I was about 17 at that time and had no idea what gluten even was. So it was exciting to get an answer because I was feeling like really tired, you know, had a ton of headaches, a ton of joint pain and a lot of symptoms that I didn't even realize were connected to celiac until I took out gluten. But it also was really terrifying to be like, okay, I don't even know what gluten is. How am I supposed to completely cut it out of my diet?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So and, lucky to have such a doctor.
Yes, I was extremely fortunate. I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia at 11, and that was a lot more of a intensive doctor hunt to get someone who would kind of take my symptoms seriously. So I've kind of been on both sides of the coin where in some cases you get really lucky of having a doctor who's really educated on what you end up having and figures it out. And in other cases, you have to figure it out and make your doctor kind of believe you and do those tests and get the actual diagnosis.
Yeah, so true. So true. So you were really unwell when you got diagnosed, weren't you? You were on a feeding tube and hospitalized and you had all sorts going on.
I was kind of, it was an unusual situation in that I've always been a pretty slim person. I've always been very athletic and I'm only 5'2¾". I like to say 5'3". So I'm not a large person. So I think the main issue was that when I got diagnosed, I had already lost around 15 pounds that I didn't really have to lose. And I think my system personally, it just didn't respond enough to a gluten-free diet. So I ended up having to go on a liquid diet from my doctor. That didn't work. So then as a college freshman, my first semester, I ended up being hospitalized and given a feeding tube and an IV for about a week. And then I left the hospital, had that feeding tube for another week. And obviously, as a college freshman, I really did not want to go back to my college, like with a backpack with a feeding tube that I would like carry around. So I kind of was very stubborn with my doctors and asked if I could at least try. Now that I was starting to feel better, I was finally getting this nutrients, finally gaining a little bit of weight back to go back on solid gluten-free foods. And thankfully, they did let me. I was able to slowly, you know, get better. I stopped having pain while eating gluten-free, which was an issue I was still having, which was kind of contributing to that continued weight loss. And thankfully, it took me about 5 years, but eventually I finally gained back to a healthy weight and didn't have a lot of that stomach pain and those complications that I was dealing with.
Yeah, wow. Such a journey, isn't it?
I always say that celiac disease is just such a unique experience because people can wait years for diagnosis and mm-hmm. people can get it within months. People yes. can have all gastrointestinal symptoms. They can have none.
Yeah.
They can have extreme complications like I did or have none at all and be feel totally better 1 week after going gluten-free.
Yeah.
It's just a very unpredictable experience.
It is.
And that's really why I just try to emphasize making sure you get follow-up care. Make sure you have a follow-up appointment to make sure that you are responding to that gluten-free diet.
Absolutely.
That way, hopefully, I could have gotten the intervention a little bit sooner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. No, that's really good advice. And you do such a great job of sharing so much valuable information on your Instagram account as well. I just love following you on there, and you make it fun as well. So you make it, you know, educational, but also fun over on your Instagram account. So I love that, you know, you've been able to take your diagnosis and support others and help others, which is brilliant. And so many people are learning so much from you over there as well, which is wonderful. So you mentioned that you went on a date 2 weeks after your diagnosis. Oh my goodness.
Yes.
How was that?
I was kind of like, I was a late bloomer. You know, I was not dating until that was my senior year of high school when one of our high school teachers kind of bullied a guy, is how I felt, into asking me out since she made like a whiteboard and then would connect students from our class.
Oh, wow.
Before prom, and all of a sudden I walk in one day and I'm connected with this guy, and I was like, I don't know how this happened.
Wow.
But so I end up getting asked on my first date. You know, I'm very new to celiac, new to gluten-free. We ended up just going to a movie, and then we ended up getting ice cream. Okay. And the biggest mistake that I wish I could have told myself back then is to never feel pressured to get food when you aren't comfortable, because that was the first time I also got glutened with on my very first date.
Oh, wow.
Because I, you know, I did my best. I got a gluten-free flavor, but I wasn't super aware of cross contact at that time. So I didn't ask for like a fresh tub or a fresh scooper. And I was really embarrassed too, just because this guy, you know, finally asked me out, and I don't want to be the weird one hogging up the line, asking all these questions. But I mean, thankfully or not, when I was first diagnosed, I didn't have gluten symptoms until a couple days after exposure.
Oh, okay.
So at least my first date wasn't ruined.
Okay.
I just kind of realized a few days after, like, I feel like a zombie. Like, I probably made a mistake.
Yeah.
But
wow,
it was a good learning experience to just realize that my health had to come first and that if I was going to go on dates with celiac disease, I needed to know how to do it in an educated way.
Yes.
Otherwise, it's not fun for them, and it's certainly not fun for me.
Absolutely. Oh, 100%. So you were obviously single when you first got diagnosed. You're in a relationship now, and your partner is amazing and supportive from what I see, what you share on Instagram. Mm-hmm. But you've had, you know, you've had some experiences between starting dating and now. Do you want to share some of those insights for people so that, you know, they can see what can happen, what to look out for, and what sort of things that people might come across when they are dating with celiac disease?
Totally. So I would say, like, I would kind of break my dating periods into like that college dating, since I was diagnosed just like a few months before I went to college. And I think that's kind of similar to if you're in the workforce or you're just in a social situation where you're meeting people, it can be a little bit more natural.
Yeah.
I was obviously, since I was hospitalized in college and it was a very small campus, everyone knew I had celiac disease.
Okay.
I would stand like in the corner of the cafeteria to get my special meal. It was all impossible to hide.
Yes.
Okay. So that was kind of a blessing in some ways because the couple of guys that I did meet in college and ended up going on dates with, meeting their family, they already knew I had celiac to start with. And I would kind of, if I noticed, you know, maybe there's a little tension, this could be something building into a relationship, and they didn't know I had celiac, I would usually like drop a few hints like, oh my God, it's so funny that I can get glutened by a kiss. LOL. Like, can you believe that?
Yeah.
So I would try to like drop little breadcrumbs here and there when I was hanging out with friends and maybe potential suitors, just to make sure that it was a little less awkward if I did eventually go on a date with someone on campus.
Okay.
And I would say for the most part, most families, at least of in my experience, they want to make you feel welcome. Mm. A lot of them, in my experience, are not that educated on celiac. They're usually open to learning, but typically I would just bring my own food. I would be prepared to eat something different than everyone else, or I would choose the restaurant. And maybe it wasn't the most comfortable at all times because you want to be liked and you don't want to seem like you're being a burden or being more complicated.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say most of the families and partners I've had have been very supportive of me being gluten-free and know that it is for a health reason.
Yeah.
But there are some people that you will run across that just don't understand celiac disease or a gluten-free diet. Unfortunately, yeah. Especially I found being a smaller woman, I think especially, and being a smaller young woman, a lot of people assume that it's just a diet. Mm. I'm just a fad dieter trying to stay thin.
Yeah.
And I think that's even something that a lot of people probably experience on social media, who are my demographic, compared to some of the other, you know, gluten-free male influencers who are assumed to have an actual medical condition.
Yeah.
But that's kind of off topic, but same realm.
Yeah, it makes sense.
But getting to that, I had one particular partner who was totally wonderful. He really wanted to support my needs. We were together for several years, so it was a pretty serious relationship. And unfortunately, his mom was just a very toxic personality. So it was not just that she was not understanding to my needs. It was more that she was misunderstanding to everyone's needs and just wanted to get her way and have all the attention.
Wow.
So that was really my first exposure. I was probably around 19, 20 when I was having to navigate when you're getting text from an ex or from a partner's mom who's like, have you seen her medical records? Do you know if she's like faking this? Do you have any proof that she was actually hospitalized, or is she just making this up for attention? And it was really hurtful. That was really the first experience I had of someone in my personal life doubting me and making me feel like I wasn't worthy as a partner or as a potential like future daughter-in-law because of my medical issues.
Wow.
And it definitely, it was a mess. It was not easy to navigate.
Yeah.
And I did, you know, go to a lot of family dinners and stuff where I just wouldn't eat, or I would eat beforehand.
Yeah.
Since she would make comments about when I would go out to eat at a restaurant I chose, like, why did you have to talk to the waiter about all of those requests? Why do you have to worry about a dedicated fryer? Like, it's fries, it's fine.
Yeah.
So it's just one of those things where I would say overall, most people that you will encounter in dating, their families will probably want to learn more and want to learn how they can safely accommodate you. Mm-hmm. But there will be people that unfortunately are just not willing to learn. And that's when you really have to recognize that it's not your fault.
Yes.
You are perfect as you are. Are more than enough for your partner. Yeah. You do not need to risk making yourself sick to get someone's approval. Because most likely they still will never approve.
Yeah.
And I'm very fortunate that these days I have an extremely supportive family. It's funny because my current partner's mother actually is also kind of like a blogger, just in more of the crafting space. And when we went to visit them for the first time last year, she made a whole blog about trying to find gluten-free deli meat for me and how there was this one deli meat brand that was gluten-free, but when she talked to the people in the grocery store, they cut it with the bread, so it wasn't gluten-free.
And so she's onto
all of those different things. Yeah, and they made, you know, like a separate table that was just gluten-free food that they got for me. And
that's so nice.
That just made me really appreciate how good it can be with a family, especially if that family doesn't have any personal experience with celiac disease or gluten-free.
Yeah.
I think just shows that when you find the right person, and hopefully that person will have the right family for you, it can feel very easy to be included.
Yeah.
As long as you have that open communication we would do like messages, you know, here are my favorite brands, here's the foods that would be awesome to have when I was there, but I'm fine grocery shopping once I get there with you.
Yeah.
Any of those kind of open communication, I think, is the biggest thing.
Definitely.
To just make sure that you're respecting their boundaries, they're respecting your boundaries, and you're really understanding what you need versus them maybe having some misconceptions about what celiac or gluten-free is.
Yeah. Education is massive, isn't it? It just opens those doors to that conversation and just makes it so much easier. So I'm so pleased to hear that you're able to do that now with your maybe mother-in-law, future mother-in-law.
Yes.
No, that's amazing.
And I would say one tip that I would also mention, since I kind of talked about college dating, when you know someone and you're maybe a friend first and then a partner, it's a little easier for them to obviously understand when that you are gluten-free because they know you.
Yes.
But my partner and I actually met on Hinge, a dating app. So when I moved out to Colorado, I was like, F it, I am going to try dating apps for the first time.
Yeah.
And one of the things that helped me the most was actually including that I had celiac disease and needed to eat gluten-free in my profiles. Ironically, it led me to like matching with some celiacs or like some siblings of celiacs who, you know, we didn't work out, but always nice to meet someone who also is familiar with gluten-free. And it just made it a little bit easier to have that initial conversation since they would usually like ask about it before we even met.
Yeah.
That way it's not like you get to the restaurant and you're like, I can't eat any of this.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good idea. So you had it on your profile. So people knew prior to even connecting with you that that was part of your life and your lifestyle. I like that. That's a good tip. Because a lot of people
hide it. I've always been really open about my celiac disease since it was impossible for me to hide it in college because it was such a small campus and it was pretty public news that I was hospitalized. So kind of just owned it and have done that for the rest of my life. I'm very fortunate that I have a supportive family and a supportive partner that makes it a lot easier to do that. And I would say if you do feel comfortable adding celiac or that you eat gluten-free to your dating profile, it may be helpful just to help weed out people who just see that and are like, I can't deal with that.
Yeah.
And red flag, you don't want them anyway.
Yes, that's sort of true.
But if you don't want to do that, also totally fine. And I typically would steer away from food on first dates anyway. Mine was typically always just coffee because coffee and tea, pretty easy to eat to get a gluten-free option. And then you just don't have to deal with food. And I honestly usually didn't go on a food-related date until the third date. And once I'm going on a third date, hopefully that's someone that I'm beginning to see a connection with.
Yeah.
And that is something that would be a good time to mention, like, hey, just so you know, like, I do have celiac disease. I do need to eat gluten-free. And then you can share whatever else in that that you think is important at the time.
Yeah.
If you're going out to a restaurant, it could just be as simple as, hey, just so you know, I have celiac disease. I need to eat gluten-free. Here are five restaurants nearby that I feel really comfortable with. Would you like to go to one of those?
Yeah.
That way, it's still a very collaborative experience. You're still both getting a choice on the restaurant. And if you want your, you know, date to surprise you with where you go, they still have that option, but you know that you can eat something there and you will feel safe.
True. Such great advice. I love that. That's excellent. Very, very helpful. Thank you.
I try to keep it practical.
Yeah.
We need practical celiac life tips.
And often it is just those simple things, isn't it? Just keep it really simple and, you know, don't make it stressful and just enjoy yourself, because at the end of the day, you know, we shouldn't be letting celiac disease hold us back. And I do see so many people letting celiac disease hold them back from enjoying life and dating. And, you know, a lot of people think that they should only date another person with celiac disease. But in your experience, you've tried that and, you know, it's kind of been nice, but it's worked out that you've, you know, you've found someone that doesn't have celiac disease and, you know, he's supportive of you eating gluten-free. Sometimes he eats gluten-free, sometimes he doesn't. So I think that's wonderful. And what would you say to other people that, you know, you have a partner that doesn't have to eat gluten-free, okay? What would be the benefits of dating someone that doesn't have to eat gluten-free?
I think it's actually, I really like one of the biggest benefits I think of dating someone who eats gluten is when you're going out to eat, because a lot of times we will order the same thing since we do have similar tastes. You know, we'll go to a burger place. I'll get a gluten-free burger. He'll get a regular burger. Makes it really easy to make sure that you have the right bun since yours looks very different from his. That's a big helper. I also really like that since I haven't eaten gluten for 10 years, like it can be hard for me to know, like, how good is this? Like, is it gluten level good or is it like really good for gluten free?
Yeah.
So I think it's really fun to have my boyfriend like taste test or try a bite of things. That way I just get like a really reputable palate to kind of support that, like, yeah, this would be really good to bring to a party with like gluten-free and gluten eaters, which I don't mean that in a negative way, but that is usually what I call like my boyfriend or my dad, like the gluten eating, just as a easy identifier.
Yeah.
And I would also just say like, it opens up your possibilities. Obviously you are limiting yourself if you are only dating people that eat gluten-free or that have celiac disease, and maybe that is good for you. Maybe you find the perfect partner, and I am so happy if that's the case, but maybe you haven't found the right person and it's because they don't eat gluten-free, but maybe they even would, you know, if they fell in love with someone who's gluten-free.
Yeah.
And I think that's also a really important conversation to keep in mind when you are going to start dating, is what would your ideal house setup be if you were to find the love of your life on this date? Would it be a breaking point if they wanted to still eat gluten in the house? Mm. Would it be a breaking point if they didn't want to go gluten-free at least half of the time or part of the time?
Mm-hmm.
And so keeping in mind those kind of priorities or what you're really looking for can also help you know what are actual breaking points to a relationship and what is something that maybe you just need to negotiate and really establish clear boundaries that works for both of you if you do end up staying together.
Yeah, absolutely. It's pretty much one of those big life questions, isn't it? Do you want to have kids? Do you want to, you know, do you want to set
religion,
up
kids, where you want to live?
Free? Like it is up there with one of those big questions. So I really like that you've included that. So that's a good tip for people. Definitely.
And I would also say like your idea of what you want may change. I know that when I was in high school and college, when I was newly diagnosed and was especially like struggling, I definitely wanted just to have a 100% gluten-free home. Mm. But now that I'm older, I know the price of gluten-free foods, especially, and I have a partner who can be really careful and knows how serious crumbs or cross contact and all that stuff is. Staying around 90% gluten-free in our house works for us.
Yeah.
And I think that's just something that every family and every couple that has gluten-free and gluten eaters just needs to decide for them.
Yep, definitely. Fantastic. Very helpful. Well, thank you so much for sharing all of that with us, Casey. Is there anything else you wanted to add into the conversation or anything else that might be helpful for people dating?
I would say the biggest reminder or message I would like to spread is actually from my boyfriend. It is something that I do plan to get tattooed on me one day. And it is that never a burden, always a blessing.
Love it.
That keep in mind that you are a whole person. You are not just your dietary restrictions. You are not just your celiac. And it may even enhance parts of your personality. Maybe you're a fantastic baker because you no longer could just buy whatever pastry you could find.
Yeah.
And to keep in mind that with you comes a lot of blessings, not just this restriction.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Perfect to finish on. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. I really enjoyed chatting.
All right. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. And I look forward to talking with you again very, very soon. Have a great week and I'll talk to you then. Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode, head to belindawheeland.com to get yourself a free copy of my exclusive ebook, 11 Mistakes People Make Going Gluten-Free Living with Celiac Disease.